Now, the election drover, one of the main issues for Stormont parties will be the welfare reform stalemate. It's reported that First Minister Peter Robinson wants a single-issue executive meeting to tackle the logjam. One of the big sticking points will be the benefits cap. It limits benefits claimed by households to £500 per week, £26,000 a year. Sinn Féin want that lifted. They oppose it. The DUP support it. Ian Collins with us today, the commentator. Patrick Mulholland from NIPSA. Morning to you, Patrick.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning. Ian, good morning to you.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning. Why should this cap be lifted, Patrick?
Well, could I say, first of all, Stephen, I think post-election we probably are now moving into the critical stage of welfare reform. And in reality, we are facing a war breaking out in Northern Ireland. And it's a war between the haves and the have-nots. And what is now about to happen is that there's going to be an attempt to impose draconian measures through welfare reform that will impoverish many families. This issue of the cap, I think, is more indicative of what the problems are that would lie ahead. There wouldn't be that many people actually affected by the cap. It's more of a propaganda message rather than an economic message involved in the cap. But what we would argue is if people need the money, then they should get the money.
There are some 620 households in Northern Ireland currently taking in benefits of more than 26 grand a year.
Yeah. Those 620 odd households.
And that's take home money. That's equivalent to about 35 grand a year.
And those families would need that money coming into their house. Before people talk about there should be a cap, what are they saying there should be a cap on? Should there be a cap on people with disabilities? Should there be a cap on children? Should there be a cap on pensioners? Because these are the people we're actually talking about. We're talking about the working poor. We're talking about people who need this money coming into their pocket. My view on the whole welfare system is this, Stephen. What we need to be doing as a society in Northern Ireland is changing the discussion that is taking place. What we should be saying is, let's not be getting ourselves tied up about 620 families. Let's begin a discussion about getting every family in this country off welfare benefits by means of them being in a good job with good pay coming into their house.
Ian?
We want to see everybody off benefits.
Go on, Ian.
And proper.
Yeah, well, I'm impressed by the people need the money, they should have the money. My goodness, what an incredible mantra that is. It's other people's money. That's the bit that kind of opposition to any sort of reform don't seem to really understand. It's other people. You know, the government don't have any money. They only have your money, and that's how this thing works. And over the last 10, 15 years, even if you look into the last Tory government, the John Major government, from that point, the welfare budget ballooned out of all control. It has no,
Let's let him finish, Patrick.
We are sitting here in the 21st century discussing whether it's reasonable that a family can live on £26,000 of other people's money. £26,000 a year. Not £26,000 over 10 years, per year of other people's money. I mean, if the philosopher's favourite alien were to come down and view this conversation, they'd think we were all bonkers, frankly. The idea that you can't ask a family to live on £26,000. And it's not all down to, you know, the government we will still have, even after all of these reforms. Take us back to, I mean, they love the phrase, the scathing reforms and vicious reforms and savage cuts and all that kind of claptrap. It's none of those things. We go back to about the 2008-2009 levels. Nothing like the 70s Labour government did when they were looking at welfare reforms, about 5% over a year, which was just extraordinary. That really did affect people. This is just really a rebalancing in some respects, and some of it is a message. It is a message that, you know, we're all in this together in the sense that everybody has a responsibility. And a government that still says you can still have £26,000 is hardly a government that should be stuck up there with the image we have of a North Korean dictator punishing its people. It's still incredibly generous. It still makes us one of the most generous givers of welfare on the planet. That's something we should be proud of. And, you know, it works hand in hand with personal responsibility.
Well, I mean, first of all, when Ian makes these comments on how much a family should be able to live on, I think it beholds him then just how much he lives on. Does he live on 26,000 a year? Does his family live on 26,000 a year? And by the way, the vast majority of families, certainly in the political class, who are
making other people's money, Patrick.
The vast majority of families in the political class who are making these decisions, I'm damn sure they're not living on 26,000 a year.
Ask them how much
politicians. There's politicians in Westminster who claim more. who claim more in fringe benefits than $26,000 a year. But on the substantive issue... Ian, if I can finish, on the substantive issue, it is absolutely true there has been a ballooning of people claiming welfare. An absolute ballooning of it over the last 5 or 6 years in particular. And the reason is we are in the biggest recession since the 1930s. And can I tell you, it's not the people on benefits who put us into the recession. It's not those people.
Okay, go on, Ian.
It's the politicians and it's the bankers.
Yeah, and we can talk. It's a great phrase, the politicians, the bankers. You know, if you would just loosely wheel out that phrase in a lecture hall at university, you'd be kicked off your course because it intellectually means nothing at all. It's a great phrase to wheel out. If you start to analyse it, nobody is suggesting that the bankers and the
Ian,
global
how much
crash.
How much do you?
Hold on, let's let him finish.
Hang on, what's it got? You're trying to compare a bloke that goes to work with somebody that doesn't go to work. That's the bit I don't quite understand.
I'm trying to say an MP.
Hold on. We need to be able to hear you both. You can finish in.
Patrick seems to be saying, because an MP has a wage and a job and an expense system, no matter how weird we might find some of that, therefore it is comparable with somebody who's never done a day's work in their life on £26,000 a year of other people's money. You can't square that circle. There's not a person on the planet that could seriously look at that and think you could be serious, Patrick.
Can I just say to you, how dare you say that about people you don't know who are trying to get by on...
No, I grew up...
You know nothing about these families.
These are my people, sir.
Listen, sir.
You know nothing about this.
Nothing about these families. How dare you infer...
Right or wrong. These are the people I grew up with.
Okay, let's hear from Patrick. Let's hear from Patrick. Go on, Patrick.
How dare you... Ian, and fair that these families in Northern Ireland are people who have never worked. And I tell you what, there could be young families who have never worked, maybe because disability or whatever else, who never had the opportunity to work. What I'm about, what the union movement is about in Northern Ireland, what we're about is trying to make sure there's work for everybody at a decent wage so they have an opportunity to work. And can I say as well, on this issue of how much Ian earns, I raise that point not because I want to be in his business, but because he said any family can live on $26,000 a year. If they can, I hope he does, because it seems to suit him that they should. And the final point I would make...
He's making a clear distinction.
He did not make that distinction at the beginning, and he's making it now, and the distinction that clearly he's drawing is that there should be a difference
between those people who are working and therefore using their own money and those people who are not and are therefore using everyone else's money, taxpayers' money.
Stephen, first of all, in his earlier points, he did not say that. What he referred to was any family could get by on £26,000. Replay the beginning of your show. That's what he said. And what I am saying is, it's all well and good to say that if you're not somebody who has to get by on £26,000 without even knowing the circumstances.
If you can't get by on £26,000, go out there, get it.
That £26,000 includes housing benefit, by the way. That's part of your rent you need to pay out of that. Here's Michael in White Abbey. Morning to you, Michael.
Good morning.
Go ahead. Yeah. Who do you want to speak to? You want to speak to Patrick Mulholland or Ian Collins?
I want to speak to the gentleman who wants to increase the cap.
Patrick Mulholland. Say good morning to him.
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning, Patrick.
Can I put my case to you? My wife and I are senior citizens. I work for 46 years. My pension at the present time is £7,000 a year. My wife's about £4,500. That's £11,500. And out of that, we have electric, with the feeder sales, with the clothier sales, and pay all the things that has to be paid. What do you think? Like, are you in the real world? What in name of goodness are you thinking? You want to increase it? I wished I had put in a half of £26,000.
Michael,
how can you justify it?
Michael, I'll tell you something. I wish you had the half of it as well. In fact, I wish you had all of it.
There's no use wishing anything. What are you trying to do? You're creating mayhem. It's unbelievable.
Michael, every single family in this country, including yours, has a right to a reasonable living standard. As you said, you've worked your whole life.
Yeah.
You've put everything in. You've done everything you should have done, and you end up with what you're on. What you should have is a decent living standard, having worked your whole life. And my problem is this, Michael. The politicians who are earning 50, 60 or 100,000 a year, the bankers who are earning millions, the multinationals, etc., these are the people who are telling you you're getting too much. They're telling me society, I get too much. They're telling these families they're getting too much. We as a society have enough money in our society to rebalance our economy and make sure everybody has a decent living standard, every single family. If we moved our economy onto a different footing and organized our economy for the ordinary man and woman, for the ordinary man and woman, not for the bankers and not for the politicians, we would have a much better society where everybody would,
Okay, go on, Michael. One final shout from you.
Can I ask that gentleman a question? If I give you my name and address, perhaps you can tell me how I can go and get at least half or £20,000. You tell me how I can go about getting it.
Yeah, he's going to give it to you.
Listen, please. It's very good saying everybody should have a decent living. Everybody should have a decent living. But where are we going to get the money to give these people a decent living? You ask her that question. Where's the money coming?
Okay, and Jim's next. Michael, thank you. Morning, Jim.
Good morning, Stephen.
Go ahead.
Just listening to your programme. Very, very interesting. That gentleman who said that £26,000 wasn't enough to live on. For a start, anyone who's unemployed and receives £26,000, that's the equivalent, I would say, to about 33,000.
It's the equivalent of about 35 grand.
35 grand.
And then you take tax out, it comes down to 26. Yeah.
So you're helping the country. Now, the family that gets 28,000 a year, why doesn't the government take a certain percentage of that back so that there could be no argument that somebody's getting something that they're not entitled
to? For goodness sake, what's the point of handing it out if you're taking it back again, Jim? Wise up.
Well, no, that's not ways up, because
there's no point. There's no point handing it out as a benefit if you're taking
it
back again.
Because they're not contributing to the country, but they want everything that the country
can offer. Can I just point something out, Jim, in terms of this line that I've heard a few times? They're not contributing to the country.
Yeah.
First of all, some people on benefits are working, okay? Yep. Secondly, some people on benefits might have been working for the last 30 years, made redundant through no fault of their own, were just out of a recession, and they might have contributed an awful lot to the economy and the exchequer.
I'm a pensioner, and I never earned that money, that amount of money in my life. Now, what are they going to do for pensioners? Pensioners are going to earn less in 2016.
Well, look, Sinn Féin have said, and they've said it on this programme, that there's very little room for them to negotiate on it in terms of they are fundamentally against that 26 grand cap. The DUP are for it.
Well, funny enough, Stephen, I read in the paper the other day where certain families in London are getting £38,000 plus living in a £1.2 million house supplied by the government. So where's the equality in that? If the government bring out a rule,
that was a nice little case, Jim.
To have the guts to make sure nobody goes over the £26,000.
Ian Collins?
You know, can I just say, you know, we've all missed a point here. Patrick, clearly, the Pied Piper of Northern Ireland, they're dispensing folks money left, right, and center. If you want it, you can have anything you like. 20 grand, 30 grand, doesn't matter. We'll just give it. We'll just give you other people's money. It's a shame Patrick didn't stand for the European Parliament. Everybody would have voted for him. He's going to give us everything. Everything is going to be free in Patrick's world. What a lovely, cosy little bubble it is. We'll just give away Wonga left, right, and centre. The fact we've just had a recession, the fact that there is no money left, the fact that the NHS and the welfare system between us will cripple this economy in the next two decades. Let's ignore all of that and keep giving it away. It's that kind of irresponsible thinking, Stephen, that caused this problem in the first place. And can I just say that, yes, some of these are isolated cases. I don't for one second believe everybody on benefits or welfare is a lazy, good-for-nothing character that's never worked in their life. None of those stereotypes are what I'm saying here. But the fact is, the very original duffers that he quotes are the biggest contributors to our world. They are the people that pay the most tax and the least out. It's an uncomfortable truth, but it's a truth.
Ian and Patrick, thank you very much indeed.